Good afternoon. Catalan separatists unveiled a giant banner against King Felipe on a building in the Barcelona Square, where he is due to attend a ceremony today in honour of the victims of last year's deadly jihadist attacks in the city. The Spanish king is not welcome in the Catalan countries, the banner read in English. It was accompanied by an upside-down portrait of the monarch. The king and Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez are due to join families of the victims for the commemoration at the Plaza Catalunya, near to the Las Ramblas, where a jihadist ploughed through crowds in a white van, killing 14 people this day last year. Catalunya's main separatist civil society group, the Catalan National Assembly, on Twitter expressed its support to the activists who deployed the banner. Catalan separatist organisations will stage their own commemorations of the attacks so as to avoid appearing alongside the king, who adopted a hardline stance against Catalonia's separatist push last year. A maritime rescue helicopter assisted in a daring sea rescue on Tuesday after a young British man and his Spanish girlfriend abandoned their boat and drifted some 40 miles out to sea on a life raft. On Monday, the couple set out to sea from Cabo de Palos in Murcia. Shortly after their journey began, their boat burst into flames, leaving the couple to abandon the ship. They were located the following morning by a patrolling helicopter. A manhunt is underway to find a suspected tourist who punched a pensioner on the Costa del Sol. Mario Sauco, who's 65, died on Monday after spending 10 days in a coma. The Argentinian expat had been punched once in the back of the head whilst walking home after an evening out with a friend in Fuengirola. The father of three fell and cracked his head on the pavement. A witness managed to take a blurred photo of the attacker before he fled the scene. The family has launched a campaign on social media to help track him down. According to witnesses, the alleged assailant, a middle-aged man of strong build who was wearing a red shirt, was following Mario down the street and baiting him, but the family don't know why. The Spanish authorities have seized 45 tons of illegally treated tuna fish from four provinces. Four people face possible criminal penalties for endangering public health. Frozen tuna for canning had been treated with substances that enhanced the colour and then diverted to be sold as fresh, quadrupling its value. The recent operation, led by the Guardia Civil Soprona along with Interpol and Europol, targeted Alicante, A Coruña, Murcia and Barcelona. The investigation uncovered three companies and three fishing vessels involved in the scheme. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.